Ugh, it has been way too long, Mr.
Quite some
Sam.
Time. Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm chilling.
Enjoying this old-fashioned Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Old-fashioned Dunkin' Donuts coffee after a cigar with Uncle Pee Pee.
Yeah, all of the things we mentioned should sponsor us.
Yeah. Uncle Pee Pee sponsors the show.
Yep.
And then now we have new studio furniture.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's very comfy.
We are currently, what are we doing? We are seat sitting.
Yes, seated.
Yeah, chair sitting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Look, a big comfy lazy boy.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in it right now.
Yeah, you are.
Looking all sorts of chill.
Yeah.
It's very fun. This thing is very squishy. I'm just sitting in it. Squishy. It's like a large African-American lady is just embracing me.
Racist or fact?
Well, it's not because of the color couch.
Well, it is a dark brown complexion.
Ebony.
Yeah.
Sexy, sexy ebony.
Good.
Given to us by my life coach.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she'll come back in a couple months and it's going to be all nasty because I've been sitting on it nonstop.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Poor girl. Oh, man. We have so much to talk about.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll start off with welcome, everyone, to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here, as always.
What's up?
We have a fun movie to talk to you about today, and then we'll be rolling in a lot of older reviews that we have set up of fairly current movies, but
yeah.
We'll be uploading them shortly. But this one's coming up tonight. It's going to be a marathon.
It is the most,
most recent.
Recent.
Very topical. It's smashing the box office right now. We're talking none other than the 2014 American revisioning of Toho Studios' Godzilla franchise with Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's not even Godzilla. It's just Godzilla, right?
Yeah, it's just Godzilla.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, if people don't know anything about... everyone knows
you
a little bit
about
Godzilla.
You should know what Godzilla's about. If you don't right now, there's something wrong with your life.
Yeah, I mean, he's so present.
Yeah.
He's like...
I was reading some of the stuff earlier about, like, all of the different entities that have... gone into litigation against Toho, or with that Toho has gone to litigation with.
Yeah.
Like there's a death metal band that used to be called Godzilla that's now called Gojira that I think have again changed their name because
they had
Toho.
To.
Yeah. And then there was like an episode or not episode. There are a couple different commercials, like one with Subway where they featured a creature that looked like Godzilla,
mm-hmm.
and Honda where they featured like a fire breathing creature that looked like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all owe a lot to it. But Gojira, I think, is actually they can't even say Gojira like the actual, it's like Gojira. They have to say it like that.
Yeah.
And that is, I think they are a South American metal band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
That's cool.
I was on a Mastodon kick earlier this summer and I have a Gojira is actually French. I think they're French.
Oh, okay.
I think they're French because their album title is French.
See.
But then again, what do I know? I wasn't raised on heavy metal.
Neither was I.
Oh, nice. Yeah. But while you're looking that up, I guess I'll just keep on talking about Gojira, Godzilla. It's an interesting thing because I think the last American revisioning was the really terrible Matthew Broderick Godzilla from...
1998. You were right, too. Gojira is French. Yeah,
Gojira
that movie
French.
Sucked.
Yeah,
that
movie's
was
bad.
Garbage.
Wasn't it Godzilla 2000? Wasn't there like a number thing in it?
I think it was Godzilla 2000.
Because I think it came out in 1999. I was in... I'm dating myself, guys. I was 1999. That would put me in fifth grade. And I think I watched that in Baton Rouge where I was still living.
No, actually, I think it was called... I think it was just called Godzilla. Godzilla 2000 is a movie, but it's one
that's
of the
Toho
Japanese
ones,
and it's
yeah.
really dumb.
Yeah, well, that's like every Godzilla movie.
All the Toho ones are
Toho
dumb,
ones.
Except for like the first one and then like the fourth.
I think like, because one came out in 1954.
That's the serious one.
And then the 1955 one
was not serious.
And that was the first one that came out in America, which is Godzilla King of Monsters.
Yeah, and that one is really goofy.
Yeah, but the first one, well, we'll talk about the comparisons like between this one, which is essentially an origin story.
Yeah, it's a reimagining of the origin of Godzilla.
Significantly better than the Godzilla we watched in 2000. Or 1999.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, I don't know. I actually think that this was better than the original one, too. Like, the original one was really cool because it was, like, the 1954 one.
Yeah.
If we're comparing origin stories. I think this origin story was just kind of like a better story.
Origin story is better.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still, I think the 1954 one is interesting because you watch it and it's interesting.
Well, it's one of
tale the it's the thing that kicked off the kaiju film genre.
Yeah.
Right? A man in a rubber suit.
That's why he's the king of all monsters.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you think about all the talk about like the nuclear war bit, and they give subtle nods to that in the origin story here.
Yeah.
With Watanabe Ken, who is one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's great.
Mr. Tampopo himself.
Yeah.
Looking good. Yeah. I liked him. This is his best role yet, I think. If you compare to recent things that he's been in, Dark Knight and Inception are the other two things that he's been in.
I think he was better in Inception.
I did not like him in Inception because his English was so bad. His English has gotten better in Godzilla.
Oh, no, definitely it has, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fun fact about Watanabe Ken, he was supposed to be in a retelling of the Three Kingdoms story in China. It was going to be a serialized TV show.
Yeah.
And he wanted to play Guan Yu.
Oh.
Yeah. And the director for the TV show was like, yeah, you'd be a great Guan Yu.
I mean, I know why. He's cool, but...
Yeah, you'd be a great Guan Yu. And I was like, first of all, Watanabe Ken doesn't speak a lick of Chinese.
Yeah.
And then second of all...
He's Japanese.
He's Japanese. What Chinese person would be happy that he played Guan Yu?
Guan Yu. I mean, like, yeah, play someone, like, not important, but...
Guan Yu also, the... Guan Yu is how you would say it, like, the Japanese translation is Guan Yu, but I think it's, like, Guan Xu or something like that in Chinese.
I thought it was Guan Yu and...
Apparently not.
Oh, my bad.
And okay. Or is it Guan Yi? I think it's, like, a Yi instead of a Yu.
I think it's... I thought it was Guan Yu.
Apparently he's the patron saints of both...
Shaolin.
And also like gangsters and cops.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's a safe.
He's just a fun guy.
That's from the commentary of my hard-boiled Blu-ray.
Nice.
Yes, but always and find a way to get hard-boiled back in here.
He has a great weapon too, the Guan Dao.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So like he's but he wanted too much money for that role. So the Chinese guy was like, "No, Japanese man."
Oh, okay.
And he's like, "Okay, I'll be in Inception instead."
Yeah, and that
she was great in Inception.
Yeah, he was good in Inception. Yeah.
But this movie, 2014, it's been in the works for a while. Apparently, there's a teaser trailer that even teased the bad guy monsters in 2012 at Comic-Con. It's a really short teaser.
Yeah, you just see the... Actually, at that point, people weren't sure what those were. Because what occurred is... So if you're familiar with Godzilla... In the first movie, he's the only kaiju. But in the teaser trailer, it showed something that sort of looked like Mothra and Rodan combined. Like, it looked more like Mothra to me, but to one of our friends, it looked like Rodan.
I think they changed the shape eventually, too, a little bit.
Yeah, and what occurred is that this movie, the production company could not get the rights from Toho for Rodan or basically anyone other than Godzilla. Toho was like, you can only use Godzilla. So they made up two creatures that look pretty much... One looks kind of like... They both look more like Rodan than anything.
But then when they start flying, you get the hints of Mothra, I think.
Yeah. It's the whole bit. Sad that there was no like Turtle Bro because I like Gamera. Gamera is great.
Yeah.
Flame Burst.
That was great.
All sides.
But I'm thinking, I mean, that's what they had with this.
Yeah.
2014, American Reimagining. Who stars in it? And I guess we'll just start talking about the movie because it's not really...
You know what this is. It's a Godzilla movie. It's not like this is going to be like Inception where there's going to be a lot of deep creativity
this Godzilla
turns.
Movie, it was all a dream. It was all Bryan Cranston's dream.
Just kidding, guys.
He wakes up in a nuclear plant.
He wakes up as
Homer.
Walter White.
Yeah.
And it's the rest of Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad continues. Like, yep. Nothing like that. So this movie... hold on, let me bring it up because I got all distracted from checking out Watanabe Ken stuff. This movie stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson, who played the main kind of like badass guy in Kick-Ass.
Yeah, isn't his name Kick-Ass? Or is that...
Yeah,
like,
I think he's Kick-Ass, yeah. And other than that, I don't think he's been in anything too big. He was in Savages,
No one liked that movie.
It was a 2012 movie directed by Oliver Stone, so go figure. And he was in The Winter Soldier as like just a extra almost. He was uncredited. Yeah. He played just like an extra dude. So he stars the he's the main character. And the movie also stars Watanabe Ken, as we mentioned, Bryan Cranston, who plays Aaron's father, Elizabeth Olsen, who I always fail to recognize when I see her, but I'm always like, that girl is really cute. I wonder who that is.
Yeah, and then she it's always like, oh, shall remain. She always will be will remain nameless whenever you see her.
Yeah,
she's a cute face.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a cute lady, but she's just like I always forget about her.
Yeah, she was. She's in it. Sally Hawkins is in it. Juliette Binoche is in it.
One of my personal favorites. I love Juliette Binoche.
David Stratham as another army guy, because that's apparently the only thing he could really do.
What was his name, that one?
He was the admiral.
Oh, good night and good luck guy.
Yeah. He always plays like tough guy, like from the Bourne series. You know,
yeah, I mean, like I feel so bad. Like, he's so damn good in Good Night and Good Luck.
I think he's good in everything he
makes. I think he's just underutilized.
Yeah, and I think a part of that could just be like, maybe I just want to do roles I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, so I mean, it seems like just quick money, because I mean, he does his job so
and he's
well.
And he's not in the movie like a whole lot. Like, he adds a lot to it, but he's not in it.
He has some like dignified.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a classy air about him when he's running the show,
yeah, exactly.
In the last third,
and I think that's kind of it for the main cast.
It's kind of an ensemble thing to some extent.
Yeah, there's a lot of
multiple story arcs going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of pacing back and forth between characters and settings, so that's always kind of good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we waited almost 9 hours. Since finishing the movie to talk about it, because I let it sink in my brain a little bit when I've been just chilling.
Yeah.
But it's a Godzilla movie. Buildings will come down. People will run away in terror.
And get squished.
And the thing is, and the best part about it is it stays true to the classic Godzilla things. People running around, but they're never really the focus of the monsters.
They're just like...
Earth is the battlefield, and you better just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, just go away.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. But as far as an origin story goes, I mean, let's talk about the good and the bad and the ugly. So, like, I have distinct bad things, and I think I have more bad things to say about this movie than good things, but I still think it was a better movie than my comments are going to portray.
Okay.
If that
makes
sense.
Do you want to start off with the things you didn't like?
Oh,
because I imagine a lot of them will be the same as me.
Yeah, you want me to start busting out?
Yeah, bust out all over the place.
Oh man, I'm gonna do it. Rock and roll. I'm gonna go. Let's talk about the Aaron guy. Let's talk about Ford.
Oh yeah,
he's such a shitty actor.
What was really weird is like, whenever he's on screen, he's just kind of like a blockhead.
Yeah.
And he's not really that charismatic or interesting.
No.
So it's kind of weird to me, because he's surrounded by tremendously good actors.
Tremendously good actors. Even like the Asian boy that he was taking care of was a better actor than he was.
Yeah.
There's no expression in his face.
Yeah. This dude was just kind of like dopey and
spitting
like flat
out
affect the entire time. And I guess they chose him because he has really like gray blue eyes, because that was like there are a lot of shots of him just like looking into the camera with
gray
blue eyes, and it's like that's nice that you have.
And his voice really gets on my nerves.
Yeah,
I can't explain it, but I think it's how he delivers his lines. It's not necessarily his voice.
He has no...
It's like a kind of nasal thing.
He doesn't have a lot of character in his voice either. Like,
no.
He's supposed to be like this military dude, so you think he's going to be like pretty authoritative, kind of like Stratham was in his admiral position.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not. He's just like, okay, guys, I'm going to help.
And he's a captain. He's a captain in the Navy.
Yeah. And
he's used to commanding
people. And he
defuses
bombs. I want to see, the dude from...
Hurt Locker,
like that type of attitude, but he's not. He's just
he's not even
like
a he's not even like a rogue. Like I do this. He's not like a adrenaline junkie or anything like that.
Yeah, he's just kind of like this meek dude, and like kind of he doesn't have an air. He doesn't have like an air that he's experienced
like
war
when,
or anything.
Like when they're talking in Hawaii, and he's like talking to like a sergeant, and he's trying to get the. He's like, what's the lowdown on happening? He's like, Sergeant, like, what's going on?
He's like, can I come? Please, let me, can I help? I want to help.
It's Are like, we getting on a boat, guys?
Dude, yeah, you need to be a way more authoritative. Plus, I don't know, like, he...
Well, the other thing about it was, like... Well, that was a stupid part of the movie. It's a convention I'm willing to ignore because it happens in pretty much all action disaster flicks where it's like, Sergeant in the Army, my name is so-and-so. I'm a captain in the Navy. Now tell me everything you know.
Yeah.
And the sergeant's not going to know anything.
And also, it's kind of like a different... No. It's a different... You have a different hierarchy.
Yeah. And if I was the sergeant, I'd be like, fuck you. I'm walking to my post right now. I don't have time for you.
Yeah. I don't know who you are. Shut Leather the fuck jacket. Up. Show me some ID.
Yeah. Show me some D.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that guy was such a weak link. And okay, so here's the thing. I read a lot of reviews, and the general consensus on Rotten Tomatoes, like, with a powerful cast, which is true.
By the way, Rotten Tomatoes right now is at 72%.
Oh, it dropped down 6% since the last time I looked.
Yeah.
Okay. It's getting closer to what I want it to be.
Yeah.
Audience, what does the audience give it?
Audience has it at 77% with an average rating of 3.9 out of 5.
Oh. Okay. Well,
it's a fan favorite.
Fan favorite kinda. Indeed. Well, it's a spoiler thing, but for whatever reason, like a third of the cast that they've been like flaunting as being part of the cast
isn't in the movie.
They're gone after the first third. Half hour of
yeah,
the movie.
Like, yeah.
And it's just like, okay, now you're stuck with Bozo Kick-Ass Guy. And then cast the characters that are very... The acting is top-notch.
Yeah. These people. Yeah, like Elizabeth Olsen, I think, did a really good job. Yeah, she did a really good job.
I think my gripe is the people who shouldn't have as much screen time got almost all the screen time. And the people who are doing a great job...
Didn't get enough. I would have liked to see more of Elizabeth Olsen because, like, her character is basically just, like, teary-eyed and worried the entire time.
Yeah.
But, like, you can tell from the way that she... You can tell from, like, just her job. You know, like, she has more character than just the lines that she's having to deliver.
Well, then I realized, like, part of it was... I guess my biggest gripe about it would probably be just the film is unbalanced in terms of what viewpoints are we going to watch this story as it unfolds from.
Yeah.
You know? And also, funny thing, one of my favorite things about any American movie is... Well, this is just me being a jerk, but watching... people speak Japanese who don't speak Japanese at all. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And Walter White did a great job speaking his Japanese.
Yeah.
He did a good job. But the only problem is, like, the way, like, and that sounds a lot better than what other people do.
Yeah.
But they gave him lines that no Japanese person would ever say. Like, you wouldn't be got, sometimes people get mixed up, like, things are lost in translation where they start,
like, idioms.
They translate directly into Japanese. It's just like no Japanese person would ever say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Was well done as far as, like, I give him a+ for effort because he did a fine job.
He sounded like he was trying to
Origin
sound
story
accurate.
Was very unique.
Yeah, this is a little bit different from the previous.
Yeah, I guess, like, we'll talk about that's part of the good stuff, I think. Don't you think so?
That's pretty
what
cool.
What did you not like? Because I'm saying it's not balanced. The character sucked balls for
me. One of the things I really disliked, and it occurred over and over again throughout the movie, and this is kind of like a suspension of disbelief kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there were parts in the movie where they're like, oh my God, it's attacking Vegas. And, like, no one noticed.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, we have, like, this giant monster that is destroying Vegas. And, like, you have a shot, the way they play it off, uh-huh. is, like, they'll show you, like, inside of a casino, everyone's having fun, and on the TV, it's, like, a giant monster attacking Vegas. Yeah. And, like, no one noticed. No one had eyes or, like, was driving or like around Vegas.
Like,
to
they
be
all
like,
forgot that they were
this,
there.
Dude, this giant thing is real fucking big, and it is fucking shit up. Like, nobody noticed that.
The problem that I had with that whole bit was when they go check where they do the nuclear waste.
Yeah, that was really
and
dumb.
And then they, like, they're all checking, and then they show, like, one space was totally cleared out, and then they show the next part. The whole mountain had been blown out.
Yeah.
As if they had not found that out.
Yeah, like, you would feel that. And, I mean, not to sound like an asshole, but one of my friends works at a nuclear plant, and, like, the amount of clearance that you have and the amount of technology that is used to maintain all of those storage facilities is bonkers. Like, if anything happens, like, if there's a more than 10 degree temperature, or more than, like, It's like 1 or 2 degrees temperature shift.
Yeah.
People know about it.
Yeah.
They're all run off of SCADA systems that mm-hmm. aren't necessarily based off of like the EMP thing. So like there's so many things where people should have been like, whoa, something happened.
It's
and then
stupid.
Like investigated right when it happened.
That was the funny part about it though, because it's like with the thing when they go back with the first when they take it back to 1999,
yeah.
that thing is like, okay, they've never experienced this
yeah,
before.
Yeah, that one totally. I
right?
can understand.
But then with the Vegas one, they shot it in a way that this is like the first time they're checking.
This is total surprise.
And then when they step the shot back to show the side of the mountain that the monster blew out of, it was like, okay, you guys just shot it that way to give us suspense, but these guys no one would have checked. Because half the site has been blown out.
Yeah, like it should have been at least a sound where people in Vegas should have been able to hear and been like, wow, something happened over there.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have checked this out sooner.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was really annoying. There are a lot of different parts in the movie like that, which I'm willing to just be like, not a big deal. It's just a part of the movie. I'm just going with it because it's fun. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, well, you could have done that a little bit better. So it didn't seem
so
goofy.
They could have just had a shot where it's like, it's in Vegas, and then they get to it too late, and he's already smashing up Vegas.
Yeah,
I would have preferred that.
That would have been great.
Because it's like, I mean, they're going to it's destroying Vegas anyway.
Also, there's a part where, like, when they first discover Godzilla, and he's moving over, like, he's like following one of the bad guy Motu creatures. Like, there are just battle cruisers, like, on top of Godzilla. Like above him in the water, and Godzilla's just like swimming along happily, and they're like, "We gotta follow this guy."
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Well, he's right below you.
Yeah,
like you guys aren't even like. What if he just decides to raise up for no reason whatsoever? He wants some air.
Yeah,
like that kind of stuff was just kind of like nitpicky, sort of like, what? This doesn't really make a lot of sense. It looked cool.
It looked cool. There's nothing. I think I think as far as the gripes we have. The gripes pretty much come down to it's a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, I mean, there are just little problematic things. They're not going to ruin the movie for me. They didn't ruin the movie for you, I don't think.
No.
They're just kind of like goofy little things.
Well, the only thing that the goofy things like that, it's like, well, it's any action movie. Forgive it.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Sometimes they need to just take a little leap to keep the movie going, and I understand that.
Oh, and like the other part wherever they're like shooting up the Golden Gate Bridge. And, like, it's very clear that there are people still on the bridge, and the military's like, let's just shoot at the bridge because we want to hurt Godzilla.
Yeah. That was, there's a lot of little
things.
Those kinds
of things are kind of like, well, that's dumb. That wouldn't happen in real life.
And this is the tip of the iceberg because we can't remember all the shit.
Yeah.
But I think part of it, the biggest gripe would be Kick-Ass Guy was terrible.
Yeah, he was.
And that goes back to the fact that they should have just had more even screen time with other people.
Yeah. Or just, he was really just miscast as a, I think like what they were going for was like, hey, this guy's kind of a blockhead. He could have a flat affect and everyone in the theater could be like, that's me. But that's not.
What I would have liked is if that guy had died.
Yeah, that would have been
awesome. Bryan Cranston had to save the day or something.
Yeah, that
like
would have been great.
You know, but
that's what I thought was going
to
happen.
Yeah, I wished it happened because it wound up being from like a strictly ensemble cast to the in the first third to Kick-Ass show mainly.
Basically, yeah. And that was another kind of problem.
Yeah.
Plus, all of the people, like, it's basically like him against the world because all of the bad things are happening just to him and none of his friends are surviving through any of it.
No, exactly. Yeah. But,
kind of becomes redundant almost.
I agree. And I think it's funny because after, when Godzilla does show up, once that happens and they go back to like stories of the humans.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when the movie dragged.
I agree. Yeah. At a certain point I was like, I don't care about the people. I love Godzilla. That's why I came to see this. Just show Godzilla walking around.
I think part of it was like, you know, they're going to have to fight it out. Nothing. The plans that they're going to do aren't going to work.
That reminds me. I think there's an entire chunk of the movie that shouldn't even be in the movie. It's whenever they're transporting the big nuclear thing.
That's what I'm
thinking of. And they're just moving it along from one place to another. And one of the bad Motu guys like catches on. Obviously, they're going to catch on. They're attracted to the radiation.
Like
the nuclear radiation, which is another nerd thing I'll get into in a moment. But like, they're just following it along. And they don't notice that this giant thing is following them.
Yeah. That whole bit was stupid. And the suspense there is essentially
zero. Because I don't care. Yeah, because you don't care about any of those people.
And everyone knows that they're not going to actually get through with it because it's a Godzilla movie.
And it's a dumb idea.
And people have to just let Godzilla duke it out.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah.
He fights people.
And
does a good job at it.
the movie could have been 30 minutes shorter.
Yeah, they could have cut that entire chunk out. Because that would have really been more stupid. Riveting.
Because I didn't care if Aaron... Is it Aaron Johnson?
His name is Ford.
Yeah, Ford in the yeah. Once he... Like, I couldn't care less if he dies or not.
Yeah, that would have been awesome if he died.
I mean, I was thinking that he was going to die. I would rather have
Elizabeth Olsen save the day somehow.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Yeah. But... it's just conventions that it falls into for any mainstream action movie. I think the purposeful heightening of suspense, which actually did the opposite effect when it just bored the shit out of me.
Yeah, I think you were trying to like it was trying to make you like build like a, oh this is like really desperate and dire situation.
Nothing was on the line
when like if you look at it. If you look at the movie after you see it and think about like what happened in the meta of the movie, yeah. Godzilla, you just could have just followed him and he would have taken care of everything.
Which is what Watanabe Ken says.
Yeah, which is what happens too.
Well, that's the annoying part about it. It's like what they did was all for naught.
Basically.
And it wasn't even close to, spoiler alert, the human's plan wasn't even close to getting to
fruition.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even a little close.
No. Yeah. No.
Motu basically play off the humans and they just make things worse.
The Muto?
That's really, yeah.
Yeah. But,
Muto. Sorry.
Yeah, the Muto. Well, that was, let's talk about the good things.
Okay.
Because the bad things, I think
there are a lot of bad things to nitpick, but the good things are overwhelmingly good.
Enough for a favorable review.
Yeah.
So the good things, the origin story, I liked a lot.
Yeah, that this
not
was
only
just,
did it like not only did it move fast for an origin story.
Yeah,
it also Godzilla looked fucking great.
Oh yeah, that's something I was gonna talk about. Yeah, the origin story is really good. I guess we could just spoil it because we're assuming you've seen it or will see it, or it doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's just we'll put spoilers up on the podcast so they'll know.
The way it works. So if you remember the original movie, what happens is that. Like the humans go underwater and they discover this thing, they awaken it, it's Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up and he fucks everything up, and then the humans kind of drag him down to the water, and then they make him ingest this like weird bomb thing that disintegrates Godzilla. That's the first movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in the 1998 one because I can't remember watching all of it ever.
It's like some like
I know Godzilla is female, which is
well, it's like I thought it was like a lizard in the sewer of New York got showered with radiation.
Yeah, and like there are a bunch of Godzilla babies.
Yeah,
that was
so
stupid.
Bad.
So fuck that movie. This movie, you actually never find out where Godzilla came from. I think it just wants you to assume. Kind of like in the origin story for Mothra, that it's just something. Godzilla's just an alpha predator that has always been on Earth.
Yeah, he's just been kind of like
dormant. But he just chills. Like, he doesn't do anything. So what occurs is that in 99, in the 2014 movie, in 1999, these people discover this weird parasite. And one of the parasites hatches, and it goes and destroys a nuclear plant. And that is one of the Mutos.
Yep.
And that the other one was transported by the United States to
Nevada,
where they hold all the nuclear waste stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's where the second one hatched.
Yeah.
And that these two monsters are male and female, and that they want to mate. That's kind of what the story is about. It's a star-crossed love story, basically.
Yeah, it's good.
And they are really attracted to radiation. They just want to eat it all up and then have babies.
Right.
And this obviously kills everyone and fucks everything up on Earth. So Godzilla shows up to kill both of them.
Yeah.
And
which is Godzilla's role for anything when a big monster shows up
pretty
in any
much,
of the Godzilla movies.
Yeah. And a lot of the ones, typically, he's seen as kind of like a bad guy in the first one, but in the later ones, like he becomes a good guy. And I think Godzilla, the one from 2004, which I can't remember, it's called like Godzilla Wars or something.
Yeah.
And that one, he's like a superhero. Mm-hmm. Him and Mothra are like teammates against everything else.
Well,
in the universe.
That one Godzilla can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the character, you know, they have some liberties with them, but basically that's what happens.
Yes.
And I think that origin story is the 2014 one is just really cool because it's more, it's a little bit more interesting, and it kind of gets you more enraptured with the story itself. Like you just kind of like the story more because he's a likable guy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, it's interesting. What I like about the origin story is if you watch the first two, 54 or 55, Godzilla is a bad guy.
Yeah.
Unequivocal, right? Bad guy. Right? He's definitely the antagonist in all the movies.
I mean, in the 54 one, he's basically the force of an atomic bomb.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what they
and everyone's trying to find out, how do we destroy this thing?
Yeah.
And in this movie, it goes from...
They want to kill Godzilla
quickly,
also.
Yeah, from, like, we got to kill him to, like, wait a second, he's just here to clean up the mess.
Yeah, and, like, in multiple parts, he actively saves people.
Which is... And that's the gist of the popular mainstream lines of the Japanese movies after... With the Mothra shit,
he's just like a straight up good guy. Like he wants to help humans.
Yeah, he's just gonna and this. They always think of like Godzilla, like savior of the world, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just kind
of
like
Mothra is the defender of the Earth. Godzilla is king of all monsters, and together they save the world over and over again.
Exactly.
For like 30 movies.
Well, it's funny, and it's like the way they went from I like the fact that they went from like. He's this bad guy to like wait, he's on our side, and it went by really quickly. They had to take a lot of jumps to get there. And a lot of Watanabe Ken just explaining stuff that he has no rational basis to say.
Yeah, he's just like guessing over here.
They're like, what does that mean? He's like, it's a female. I know I've never seen it before.
And I don't even know if it exists yet.
Yeah.
I bet it's a girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? And it's an action movie. You're going to have to look past it.
Yeah.
But
some of that stuff.
Godzilla, great. Mutos did not. I did not like the Mutos.
You mean you didn't like how they looked, or
I didn't like how they looked.
Oh, okay. I thought they looked fine for what they had to work with.
Yeah, I mean they kind of look like mosquitoes.
One of them looked like a mosquito, and the other one looked like a really weird gorilla.
Yeah, you know what? After watching Pacific Rim, which came out exactly probably a year,
which
ago,
I have not seen still, but
that's
I want
the thing.
To.
I watched Pacific Rim, and I was like, "This movie is awesome, but it's also really stupid."
Yeah,
because the acting. Isn't as good as it is in Godzilla. As far if you're talking about a cast as a whole.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's more ham hawk and like.
But it's also
cheesy.
Supposed to be more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you get cool robot mechs.
No, it's and but the monsters look better and the action scenes looked way better.
Okay.
And the graphics were just as good.
Okay.
And it's definitely more of an interesting and it's contrived in the sense that it takes basically from every kaiju film. In the book.
Well, yeah. I mean, they all do.
But they do it so well.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim, to me, was a better movie experience all around. And watching Godzilla made me realize how much better Pacific Rim was. Because even now, before I watched Godzilla, if someone told me to go watch Pacific Rim, I'd be like, I'll watch it with you. I don't need to watch it again. And I wouldn't recommend it. You know, it'd be like, oh, you have a free weekend? Just...
check it out.
Watch Pacific Rim. Because it's a fun movie, but...
Yeah.
And this movie goes for that same vibe, but... And the acting, for the most part, was better. It's just the movie... Pacific Rim was like 2 hours, I think, but it felt like...
So was Godzilla.
Yeah, but this one felt like 3 hours, and Pacific Rim felt like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's always fights going on.
Yeah.
And it's always fighting with the monsters. What I had a problem with this, I didn't have a problem with doing the origin story. We don't get to see the monsters for the first half of the film.
Yeah, that's okay. That's right? What the first Godzilla movie.
It's like
I mean, you don't know what
and
it
most
is.
Godzilla movies is like Godzilla doesn't show up after, like the first 30 minutes are
people
empty.
Just running around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, when's Godzilla gonna catch up, right? But this one, I think it was just too focused on the human element of it. And it's like, we need to have an extended fight of Godzilla. Because for the most part, even the biggest fights of Godzilla were in the background with people running away from the fights happening.
Yeah.
And then you get amazing kill shots of when Godzilla goes to town on these animals. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite part of the movie.
I think that's my favorite part, too.
Yeah.
The last kill for me.
I like both of them.
It was like a fatality for Mortal
Kombat.
Every
time the spines light up, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
I imagine that was really cool for children who weren't familiar with Godzilla because, I mean, that's his thing. He lights up from his tail to his head and then he fucking...
dominates.
Shoots out. Yeah. So that was great.
That was great.
I thought the special effects were pretty great. It did look and feel really epic, and a lot of that goes to the sound design and music.
Yes.
Music was done by Alexander Desplat.
Yes, he's super.
Has done tons of things like The Curious Case of Benjamin Button and lots
of great
different
job.
Movies. Yeah, yeah.
Music
and
was great.
It sounded very appropriate. I really liked the sound design on lots of different parts. I know a lot of people, their favorite scene in the movie is the helo drop. Whenever they're dropping from the sky, it's in the trailer and like it's all like brown and you just see the red streaks. Like that just sounded really good.
Yeah, I mean, even and the music in that part was really good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like...
It was, even after seeing in the trailer, like, it looked fantastic.
Yeah,
in the movie.
It looks very
epic. I
was
on board watching that.
Yeah, technically speaking, the sound and, like, how the film is portrayed, it looks very believable and, like, serious.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. No, but I think... The kill shots of it, like the Godzilla looked great. Wasn't like he was destroying a shit ton of buildings for
he
fun.
Was being dainty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are a bunch
of
parts where you're like, he's gonna whip that tail and it's gonna go right through that building, and then he's like, nope.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You know, the director's not think he director thought of it as a standalone movie.
Yeah, I was actually really impressed. When I heard about the movie, I was obviously stoked because I love Godzilla, but I was a little bit worried because the director's name is Gareth Edwards,
yeah,
and this is his only big movie. He has a movie in 2010 that's called Monsters that I think was much lower budget, but it had to do kind of with like a alien invasion or something,
yeah.
And then before that he was just a visual effects guy,
okay,
who did a bunch of TV shows and some movies.
Gotcha.
So like you can really tell like where he gets a lot of his visual cues from. Because despite the fact that this is his first time really to bat for a big film, I think he did a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But let's talk about ratings, Sam. We're going to at a 10-point scale. I know we're both looking forward to seeing this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we saw it on the big screen. But out of 10, and why, and big screen or not?
Okay. I would give this a really strong 7.5 to 8.
Okay.
Because a lot of that is because I love Godzilla.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up watching Godzilla. Like, when I was a kid, I used to pretend I was Godzilla and, like, walking around the house being stupid. And this is a contemporary movie that did a really good job at both taking Godzilla as the kaijus pretty seriously.
Yeah.
And making him look, like, realistic and kind of believable and not just corny or hokey like the men in rubber suits or the 1998 one, which is just stupid.
Yeah.
Again, I like the technical aspects. I thought it looked really good. CGI looked fine.
Sure.
Sound design was really good. Music was great. I really hated the main character. So it was kind of one of those movies where I was like, I had to ignore all of the stupid, like, really cliche things that kind of kept occurring,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But overall, like, I just really liked it because Godzilla was in it, and he's great, and I love him.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would recommend you seeing this in the theaters because it's pretty epic, and you're going to lose a lot of the bass response and just kind of, like, the epic sound.
Yeah, it was good to see.
Like, the feeling, if you don't see it in a theater. Or I mean, if you have a home theater, that's whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I would recommend it. Probably go see it in theaters. I mean, I don't think we mentioned this. It has made about 93 million domestic, and has made about 196 million worldwide.
Yeah.
This is opening weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it destroyed basically everything else this year.
It beat out Captain America for its opening release. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
kudos
it's doing
to
really
them.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad because Bryan Cranston hasn't had really good luck with movies.
No.
No. And I mean, he's only in it for the first third.
And he's good in it.
He's good in it. Yeah. But the reviews, I think, lead you to believe that thanks to like a strong performance on Bryan Cranston's part, it's like now he was.
Not really. He only really carried the first third. And,
well,
then he's gone.
And he carries the origin story.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great, but
yeah,
he's barely in it. He should have been in it more. I'm going to give this a 6.5.
Okay.
I think. Maybe a 6. I like Charade better, so
okay,
I'll give it a 6. Yeah. Yeah, Charade is better.
I like
Charade movie
better, too, but I think I gave that like a 9.
Yeah, you love Charade.
I love
yeah
Charade. It's great.
Yeah.
Stanley Donen.
Yeah. This one, I'll give it a 6. I was just so bored after Godzilla came out, and they're like, how are we going to deal with these guys? Just like, let's just watch them duke it out, please.
Yeah.
Please, 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 please. And
yeah,
they refused to do so.
That was another weird thing because Godzilla, I thought he was going to show up a little bit later than he did. Because
everyone makes it seem like he shows up in like last 5 minutes of the movie.
But he shows up like kind of in the middle of the movie.
Exactly.
And
in
he
the
starts
middle of the
fighting
movie
one of the bad guys. And then for some reason, it just like stops. And he just like decides to follow
they, like,
him
take
around
a break. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what Godzilla would do. Godzilla would eat that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, and you know, in the movies, in most Godzilla movies, Godzilla fights the monster once, and then it's like Godzilla either gets really hurt and retreats, or the bad monster gets
yeah
really hurt and retreats. That didn't happen.
No, and this is basically...
It's like they had a mutual agreement to take a rain
check. Take this to San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we need to be around taller buildings.
I think we need gay marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he had to fight like the 2-on-1 thing, and it was interesting. I did like that Godzilla went down sometimes. Like, it wasn't like him being good. Completely overpowered, because some of the movies are like that, where it's like, oh, Mechagodzilla, I could just melt you with my heat gun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but this movie, for me, it could have been better. I thought relying on Kick-Ass's performance was a huge mistake.
That was a really big mistake, yeah.
Because his story isn't interesting, because there's nothing really on the line.
Nobody cares about him.
And him being away from his family.
That sucks, but so are lots of people.
Yeah, it sucks. And also, he was never really with his family that long to begin with in the movie.
Yeah, it
makes no sense of longing and loss.
Yeah, at the very beginning, he's like, I was on a tour of duty for 14 months, and then he came home for like 7 hours.
And he's like, I gotta go to Japan.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, sleep with your wife first.
Yeah, do something.
You've been gone for 14 months.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, weirdo?
And your dad's in prison. Just sleep with your wife and have a fun time.
Your dad's in prison for trespassing in Japan. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, you're gonna take a 13-hour flight without doing anything with your wife? Are you serious?
What's wrong with you? And it's Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, if my dad was in prison, that's a turn on for me.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your dad being in prison.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, that's a compliment, man. No, I'd be like, well, my dad's in prison, time to bang.
Yeah, bone. It's boning time.
It's boning time.
And then the Power Ranger music plays.
Yeah, exactly. a 6 for me, it's a good summer blockbuster.
Definitely.
I would go see it in the big screen.
Go see it over basically everything that's come out
right now.
Except for Captain America. Captain America's
Winter Soldier's
better
been
movie.
Out for a while, but if you haven't seen that one yet,
don't see Spider-Man. Just see Godzilla.
Yeah, I would actually. I liked Godzilla better than I like Spider-Man.
Well, that's because Spider-Man sucks.
Yeah, but
I'm not talking about the movie. I'm just talking about the character.
But this one for me, it didn't do it, because the origin story was great, but it lost me at the last. The origin story is not as long as people make it seem like to be. The third of the movie.
Yeah.
The last 2/3 are...
Okay, it's like the first third is the origin story. The second third is that blockhead running around and them being... All the humans being stupid idiots and being surprised every time the bad guys show up. And then the last third is Godzilla showing up to, like,
yeah, and he doesn't... That's his finishing stuff, but he doesn't finish it. Godzilla doesn't get enough screen time in that last third.
Yeah, I would like to see him more.
Him stealing the show.
I would like to see him the entire time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would like to see him fight. I would just, like, throw it back to, like, a classic shot of, like, you know, him fighting amongst a cityscape. And they didn't. It wasn't a grand scale. It's like, we're fighting in the downtown area.
It's pretty big.
It was big, but, like, it wasn't...
You didn't have the... You didn't... Well, because it was, like, they set it up to where it was, like, really rainy and dusty.
And in the port.
So, like, you didn't get any cool shots of Godzilla just, like, walking through the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have, like, the one shot where the Mamamoto and then like Godzilla kind of like face off, but that was the only one.
Or when Godzilla kind of like floats into town. That was cool.
Yeah.
But it's a 6 for me. The acting is pretty well done. The only problem with that is that the well acted parts don't get enough screen time.
Yeah, it's
stuck.
Shamefully short.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what it is, it's good, and I think it's a very good, even though I'm giving it a 6, I think it's a very good start and a good origin story.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hope they don't make another one.
I think they are going to make another one.
I think they are, but I hope they don't.
I think the people who made this one don't want anything to do with it. The director doesn't want anything to do with it, he said.
Okay.
Yeah. Until they throw him like another...
Let's give it to Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it...
Interstellar.
It was a good summer blockbuster movie. I prefer Pacific Rim, hands down. Because in Pacific Rim,
I'll have to check that out, because I've been meaning to watch it. I just never...
And the only problem with Pacific Rim, like any kaiju film, I think, with Pacific Rim, I told people on that podcast, you were out of town when that happened.
Here.
But that one, a lot of it's going to be lost with it not being on big screen. Because it's so grand in scope.
I think the same thing will happen with this.
Yeah. But you have these things with, like, giant monsters fighting giant robots on a shelf in the Pacific. Like, it looks great.
Yeah.
And there's more stuff on the line. The acting isn't nearly as good, but it's good for what it is.
Yeah.
And it's very intriguing monster fights, which I think this lacked.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, he just... kind of gets beat up a little bit, and then he uses his awesome.
Yeah, he uses fatalities, but like, and yeah. I mean, the cool part, the last fatality for
killing spree.
Yeah. It was great. And with the last one, he just popped up and finished him.
Yeah, he was just like, and now that I can grab you, I will.
Open up your jaw.
And I will tear. I thought he was just going to rip his head open.
I thought that would be cool.
Because he does that kind
but
of stuff.
But it was
stuff.
Adding insult to injury when he's like, I'm going to spit in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that looked great.
I mean, yeah.
That looked great.
That was fantastic.
It made me wonder if they spent like half their money on just that one shot.
Yeah, but I imagine they spent a lot of the money on CGI.
Yeah.
Because so much of this film had to have been CGI.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, I know so much of it was CGI.
It was, you know, and I say it's a very strong six. It sounds really stupid, but we paid $6.25 for a matinee show on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think I got my money's worth.
Definitely, me too.
It was good to see, and Godzilla looked great. And if you want a good monster movie, this is the only one you're going to get all year, motherfucker.
I don't think there are any more this year.
No, I don't think so either. So check it out, I guess. It's a strong 7.5.
Yeah, 7.5.
To 8 for Sam, and then a strong 6 for me. Yeah. Definitely see it in the theaters. Don't wait for it.
Yeah, this won't be very good. Oh, it'll be good, but it won't be as interesting or kind of cool sounding for the last third, especially.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Cool.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. Tell us what you thought about Godzilla, if you liked it, if you hated it, why. And we appreciate you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.